The following program is recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. Our guest, Cass Birkin, Executive Director and Forensic Interviewer for Western PA Cares for Kids. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be talking with you this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. And can you tell us about your organization?
So Western PA Cares for Kids, we're a child advocacy center. We're located in Brooksville, Pennsylvania. And so what our primary mission is to help reduce the trauma of kids who have gone through a traumatic experience so that they're not re-traumatized by the system. So how that looks primarily is that they come here to the center and they talk to someone who has been specially trained, a forensic interviewer. I actually am one of the ones who does that here. And then afterwards, they will have a medical exam or evaluation more, nothing pokes, nothing prods, but it's just to let the child know that their body is okay and that they are okay and that that they can move on with their life. It's part of the healing process. And we also now, as of this year, which is a newer thing, is that we offer mental health therapy on site on Mondays, which has been really great for our kids to, so we're not just focused on them telling them their story, but also that they can heal from that. Because the old way that it used to be done is that kids, after an allegation of abuse was made, that they would have to be interviewed about 15 times by police and by children and youth services caseworkers and by the DA's office and all of those different agencies. And so the child would just have to reiterate their story over and over and over again, which just was really hard for them. And I don't think any 8-year-old or 10-year-old or 15-year-old should have to do that. So that's really the reason why we started, so that kids only have to tell their story once. And so that they can move into their healing process sooner and quicker than they used to be able to. So that's just a little bit about what we do here.
Well, that's fantastic. Like, what are the age ranges of the kids that receive help and therapy there?
We interview kids from 3 to 18, so the whole way up.
Wow. And these are children who have gone through a traumatic experience. And now, are they, are they like sent to you through a court or by the police?
So we take we don't take referrals like from citizens or like from people in the community. We take them through law enforcement and children and youth services, as well as the district attorney's office. So that's primarily how our referrals get to us.
Is this like a group home for the kids? Do they live there?
No, they don't live here. So they are usually, they're either with their families or they've been placed with a foster family and they're brought here so that they can have all of these services. And they're completely free to the family. There's never a charge. And that's the that's primarily the way we do it.
Well, that's nice that there's no fee for the services for anything like that.
Wow. Yeah, our big slogan is that it shouldn't hurt to be a child, and it shouldn't hurt the families either to have to get all this done. So,
how long have you been doing this?
So we, me personally, I became the director back in May. However, CARES has been around since May of 2008.
So were you inspired to do this, to get into this field?
Yeah, I have always loved children. I'm very passionate about keeping kids safe. I used to work in kind of like a group home, and I saw a lot of the brokenness that was there in those kids, and I wanted to help. And I'm born and raised Western Pennsylvania girl myself, and I was excited to come back to my own community and get to serve the kids in the community that I grew up in. So that's kind of why I was inspired to be here.
Cool. Where did you live before?
So I didn't live there super long, but I lived in Kansas City, Missouri. So
nice. But I know what you mean about it. You know, it's nice to come home and stuff like that, because I've moved to a bunch of different places over the years. And then, you know, of course, I ended up back in my old stomping grounds, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys do like follow-ups then? Like after the kids are done with the program, do you check back with them and see how they're doing?
Yeah, so we actually have, I have a family advocate here. She's wonderful. So she, during the process, I didn't really speak to what she does, but whenever I'm interviewing kids, she is speaking with the families, helping get them connected with mental health treatment for their children, as well as resources in the community to help them through this process. Also, just someone to listen. It's a really hard situation to go through that not necessarily everyone understands. So it's very helpful to have someone who's trained, who has seen former families, who has gone through families in this and help them answer their most asked questions and help them deal with like the legal process and what that will look like. So after they're done here, though, Rachel is the name of my family advocate. She will then do phone follow-up calls until she knows that the family's okay, that they have the resources that they have. In fact, sometimes these cases do go to trial. Unfortunately, our goal is to hopefully get a good disclosure so that there's a plea deal so that the children don't have to testify, but sometimes they do. And so Rachel can be a really good resource in that and helping to help hand the family over to the district attorney's office so that they're well prepped and know that and just, keep a status on the child. I know she's starting to look into doing supportive counseling with some of the kids at school. So those are just some of the ways we follow up with kids to make sure that all is well after they're done here.
Oh, it's great that you help these kids, but there must be an unimaginable experience that these children have gone through.
Oh, yeah, it's heartbreaking to see what some of these kids have gone through. But I think that's what inspires me to keep going. Like people ask me all the time, they're like, I could never do what you do, or I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you hear the stories that you hear. And I think it's because I hear those stories that I want to keep doing this and I want to keep helping kids because if no one's fighting for, like, if someone isn't fighting for them, then no one is. Not that I'm a hero or anything, of course,
No, but you're.
but I just feel very passionate about, hey, I want to help kids. I want to reduce these stories where I can and do my small part of that. So
Well, you're definitely part of the solution, that's for sure. And as a nonprofit organization, I could imagine that you need some donations to make all of this happen.
of course, always. If it was not for the generosity of people around us, we would not survive 100%. So if we look for monetary donations, of course, but if people can't give monetarily, we also are always looking for non-perishable snacks for kids, juice boxes. We also do blanket donations. Every child that comes through here gets a stuffed animal and a blanket to take home with them. Just as a small gift to them, not from me, but from our advocate who gives that to them. And also just more mundane things we're always looking for, like toilet paper or paper towels or Clorox wipes, things that are definitely not as maybe fun to give, but help keep the health and the safety of the center for the kids so that we can keep doing what we're doing. So that's usually what we're looking for.
Donations are welcome, and you are on Facebook, and that is Western PA Cares for Kids on Facebook, and you're also on Instagram at WPA Cares for Kids.
Yes. And also we do have a website too. That's carescac.org. And if you want to give online, you can. And also if you ever want to give donations and stuff, our address is on there as well.
And if you want to make a donation to Western PA Cares for Kids, again, the number is 814-849-1904. They're on Facebook, and they're also at Instagram at WPA Cares for Kids. Cass Burkett, Executive Director and Forensic Interviewer for Western PA Cares for Kids. My understanding is every year you have a fundraiser with a duathlon to raise money.
Yeah, so this past year was our 14th annual duathlon, which is crazy. We've been doing it that long. But every year in Cook Forest at Shelter 2, that's on Forest Road in the state park, if you've been there, we have a duathlon, 5K, and a community walk. And it's just a really fun day. There's a lot of very friendly competition. People come to just watch and cheer people on. And afterwards, we always have door prizes and that you can buy tickets for, of course. And then we have a free picnic lunch. Our board president talks a little bit about our cause and we give out prizes. And it's always just a really fun, family-friendly day where we are able to raise funds for what we do, and people are able to give towards helping keeping kids safe in Jefferson and Clarion counties. So that's just a little blurb about it.
Is there any way like you're going to expand possibly to like, you know, Clearfield and, you know, Indiana or any other counties?
So we will not expand like that, but because CACs, our whole mission is to make it most easy and convenient for families. So there's actually, I believe, there's 40-ish CACs across Pennsylvania that do the same thing that we do, because our goal is that kids never have to travel more than 30 minutes to access our services, because we want it to be. So, and it's actually a nationwide movement. There are about over 1,000 CACs across America now. So the goal is so that these services are readily accessible to all kids. So that's why we serve just Jefferson and Clarion counties. There are wonderful CACs that are already serving those counties.
Well, that is fantastic. And are you 24/7?
We have normal working hours. However, if there were like an emergency, we would come in, but that doesn't happen too often. But our hours are 8 to 4:30. So if anyone, because we also do, like, if families from the community need help or they have a question about something, about child abuse or about a situation they're going through, our family advocate is welcome to take those phone calls as well. So we can't set up an interview with them unless there's a case open with CYS or law enforcement. But we are happy to provide education and materials where we can.
Well, you do wonderful work. That is great. And we thank you for doing all of that, too. Cass Burkett, Executive Director and Forensic Interviewer for Western PA Cares for Kids. If you want to find out more about them, they are on Facebook and they have an Instagram account, too, at WPA Cares for Kids. If you want to call them, it's 814-849-1904. Cass Burkett, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for letting me join and talk about Western PA Cares for Kids and all the work we're doing with kids in our community. I really appreciate it.